Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-371-0013-0778.
Okay. Let me just pull up your information real fast. Okay, is this advanced cardiac monitoring?
That's correct.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Karen. My last name, Tinsman, T-I-N-S-T-M-A-N.
Can you spell that one more time? Sorry.
It's T like Tom, I-N-S-T-M-A-N.
Okay. And what's your position over there? Is it you, the owner?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. And do you just have a phone number just in case we get disconnected?
I have a couple of questions. The information that you sent out with the secured loan for 5 years and the unsecured for up to 3 years, what's your percentage rate on that?
We have a couple different options there. If I can just get your phone number real quick, I just have to verify some information just for security reasons first, and then I can answer any of those questions. Let me see here. Did you have a good phone number just in case I get disconnected?
No, I'm not going to give you my phone number.
Okay. Let me just confirm some things here, and then I can answer some questions. Yeah, 527 Cedar Way, Suite 2103, Oakmont, Pennsylvania.
It's Building 2, Suite 103.
Okay. And billing is 15139, right? Zip code?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how do you, I know it's an incorporation, is that an S-Corp or a C-Corp?
We're an S-Corp.
Okay. And just how long have you guys been in business?
I'm sorry?
How long have you guys been in business?
25 years.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, so we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, just let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Well, we're looking to do several different things. We're looking to buy some equipment that will probably be about $250,000.
Okay. Now, what kind of pieces of equipment would those be?
Cardiac monitors. We're a cardiac monitoring service.
Oh, okay, perfect. And are those going to be... Are you just buying one? Are you buying like several?
Oh, yeah, that would be 200.
200 of them? Okay.
Hang on a second.
That's okay. Yeah, sure.
I'll tell you in a second. Okay, well, let's work it up for... Okay, so the one deal we're going to do is about $175,000. It'll be 200 monitors for that type of monitor.
Okay. And these are going to be new, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. New monitors, about 175, about 200 monitors. Okay, and let's see here. Now, on those monitors, do you have a vendor that you're looking to get it through? Have you used them before?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you happen to have their name or anything?
The name of the company is called Rhythmatic.
Rhythmatic. Okay. Perfect. And you've worked with them before. How's the relationship with you get with them? Pretty good?
It's good, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And do you have, like, a down payment for them or anything yet, or do you have invoice, all that stuff?
No, we don't, no. We're
okay.
Just, you know, looking for interest rates here.
Okay, sure, yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I can definitely get into that. So we, you know, if you're looking for the equipment, I know you wanted to. We haven't got really gotten into the capital yet, but you did mention the secured loan. So that's what you're talking about right here. That's the equipment. 2 to 7 years on that. It's your traditional loan. So that's pretty much going to be mid-single digits for the, you know, the interest on that.
When you say mid-single digits, what do you mean by that?
Well, it wouldn't be very high, like as a unsecured cash loan. I mean, because it is collateralized. Now, the reason I'm not like can't really just give out a single number is just because it's based off a few different factors of, you know, the health of the business, how, what the credit is, and things like that. All I can really say is that it's usually in the mid-single digits. You know, for instance, where, have you looked anywhere else for financing? Like, do you have a line of credit or anything anywhere?
Yeah, we do have a line of credit, but we keep that as a backup for operating expenses.
Sure, okay, absolutely. So when you say, do you have a certain rate that you're looking for?
The lowest rate you can find.
Sure, absolutely, yeah, of course, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm here for. My whole job, usually, I always do for my customers. You know, I deal with a lot of business owners all day long. I get them always qualified for the best program for the longest term and for the most amount possible, and then we work back from there.
So is this a lease or is this a loan?
So the equipment financing is more of like a lease. It's your traditional loan, like if you were to go out and buy a car, for instance.
So is this a signature lease or is this a commercial lease?
The commercial.
Okay. So, yeah. What do, I mean, we basically have almost zero debt on our line of credit, on our $75,000 line of credit, we owe $20,000. We have two very small leases out there that are left, that have a year left on them, and a very small amount left on that, and that is the only debt we have. So what's your what's your percentage rate now for a lease?
Well, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, it's excellent.
Excellent. Do you happen to have estimation of like a number maybe?
A number
like a FICO score, yeah.
Credit?
No, off the business. You're looking about 700 and above.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. I'm sure it's probably in the 800s.
Oh, nice. Okay. So what I can tell you from that, you know, you definitely qualify for one of the best programs that we have just because, you know, the financing for equipment is based off your credit. Now, it probably will be in the lower digits. Again, I can't really ever give out a number. The only reason I don't do that is because I have done in the past, and it just comes back and just bites me in the butt because it sometimes it doesn't come out like that, and then it looks like I'm, you know, coming out to be a liar. So I don't want to do that to you. Mm-hmm. But it is going to be, you know, it won't be that expensive on the interest rate for that. I can promise you that. Yeah. So if your credit score is at, you know, 800 or above, then that's fantastic. I'm sure you would qualify for the best program we have. That's the nice thing.
Okay. So why don't you do this? I worked with another leasing company that tried to tell me that their percentage rate was X, and I said, okay, well, work me up a payment over a period of time, and when I looked at it, what they quoted me on the percentage rate was not what it was.
Yeah, of course. That's what a lot of... That's...
The accountant, no,
right.
That's not what it was. And so can you work me up a payment for $175,000 over a period of 3 years and tell me what the percentage rate's going to be?
Yeah, I mean, I could do all of that. Now, the only way I can do that is I would require some of the paperwork, you know, for us to take a look further in depth.
Require?
What we would need would be the one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, your most recent, tax return, and if you have the invoice for those monitors, then that would help too. But you don't really need that right away, but we will need that like later on. But since I already know how much it will cost and it's new and things like that, I can definitely work out some numbers for you and get you harder numbers on that. Now, mm-hmm. going back to your other lender that you were going through, can I ask who they were?
No, you can't.
Okay, all right, no worries. No, the only reason I ask that is because we do have other competitors out there, and a lot of times, and I feel bad for business owners sometimes because they tell them, just like in your situation, they give you a percentage rate, and you send in all the paperwork, and the reason they don't give you that percentage rate is because you didn't qualify for this, this, and this. I'm being more upfront with you and telling you, equipment financing, you're definitely, if your credit score is 800, you're definitely going to qualify for the better programs over 3 years if you want. That's perfect. Lower single digits. That's all I can say. Now, if you want to get those harder numbers for those, then yeah, absolutely, I can do that for you. That just would require just a little bit of paperwork from you.
So when you say you need the front page of the 6 months of bank statements and you need the 2015 tax return,
mm-hmm.
you need the full tax return or just the top of page?
It's usually... every tax return is different. It's going to be, if it shows the ownership, are you 100% owner?
No, I'm 50% owner.
Okay. So just the sheet that shows ownership and the top page. That's usually what we normally need.
Okay.
And then it'll just be the application. I can send you an email. It'll have like a list of the things I'll need to do that.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
I know you also brought up earlier in the conversation, you're looking to do a couple things. Were you looking for capital as well?
If we do it as secured equipment, the percentage would be certainly less than if we
way
did
lower.
The unsecured loan,
yes.
Correct?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let me ask you another thing.
Sure.
Because we're a cardiac event monitoring center, we hook patients up to these cardiac monitors,
mm-hmm.
And literally we have hundreds of them. And these patients wear them at home. Is that a problem for your secured loan?
No, it shouldn't be. I've never heard of that being a problem because we've done work with, other monitoring devices in the medical field. So that should not be a problem. I haven't heard it yet, and I've been here for, about 2 years, 3 years. Let me see here. When were you looking to get this, the equipment, the monitors, anyways?
Over the next couple of months.
Okay, so there's no deadline or anything,
like tomorrow.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
Tomorrow.
All right. So I'm just doing some hand notes here. Okay, and I do have to ask, just what happened? Do you guys have like a plan B if you guys don't end up getting the financing? Like, let's just say it doesn't work out. Do you guys have other people you're going to go with?
I can go through the bank that we're
mm-hmm.
That we're using right now.
Okay. Okay. So, well, let me ask you this, Karen. Let's just get you some harder numbers. I know you want some harder numbers, and I can definitely get you that for you. I can probably get you an answer within 24 hours. It's a little late today to get you an answer, but I could probably get you an answer probably by tomorrow, like harder numbers anyways, and we can go from there. Let me see here. What would be a good email for you, Karen?
Okay, it's my complete name, so it's KarenTinstman at acmi.ulikeuncle.sam.
S like Sam?
Correct.
Okay, and there's no .com, right?
No .com.
Okay. And just for my curiosity, are you an MD?
I am not.
Okay. I just wanted to, respect if you were. So, okay.
Okay.
All
right, so go ahead and send that information over to me. I mean, it's not urgent. So, you know, I won't be doing that today. I'll be doing it over the next couple of days, and I'll get it back to you.
Sure, that's totally fine. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So it'll have all my contact information on there. Feel free to give me a call for any questions. Do you have any other questions for me right now?
No, not right now.
Okay, perfect. And would it be okay if I just get a phone number maybe I could reach you at, or?
No, I'll respond to your email, and then you can respond back and forth, because I can't take phone calls all day long.
I gotcha. No, I totally understand.
If we end up doing something, you'll have my phone number.
Okay, sounds good. And no other working capital needs, right? You don't need any cash flow or anything like that? You guys are okay there?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're fine with that. So, but you did say that the unsecured capital would be at a much higher rate, correct?
Yeah, if you're going to do if you're using it for equipment, then equipment finance would be the much better way to use it for. Capital is nice for people that you know, have a little bit lower credit scores. You know, if they're trying for cash flow, you know, or marketing, advertising. It's just unsecured cash, so you can really use it for anything. Sometimes you can use it for equipment, but, you know, if you have a really good credit score, you know, all that stuff, equipment financing is the best way to go about it.
Okay.
Okay. And, so I will send it over. If you want to, just so I know you got the email, if you want to send me an email just saying you got it, and that'd be fine.
Sure.
Okay. All right, Karen. Well, we'll be in touch, and feel free to even call if you have any questions, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.